Chillicothe will bring Gaston, Thomas, Keithley, Reeder, and Hicks onto the court. Park Hills basketball, Chillicothe 9-6 as the second quarter begins. Park Hill, Kennedy Townsend, the starting freshman, goes over left wing. Tried to give and go, back inside low post. Gaston's there for the defense. The outside is open. Instead, they dribble inside. Doesn't get it to fall. Hunter Keithley the rebound after Jordan Austin, the 5'9 sophomore, missed the layup. Keithley across the timeline for Chillicothe. Gaston with a nice screen to free her up for a little operating move. They go over baseline to Reeder. Back to Hunter, circle left. Looks inside, nobody home. Takes it there herself. Has her shot partially blocked by 6 foot Celia Johnson. Keithley yet to find the scoring mark, but she will. Feed into Johnson. Count the bucket for Selena Johnson, and she has a chance to tie it up. Celia Johnson from inside got a nice pass from the right wing to make it a one-point game. Foul is on Lainey Gaston. First foul on Chillicothe. Kiefer and Paff and Hibner check in. Hicks and Thomas and Reeder set down. So at the line for one look is Johnson, the six-footer. Ties it up. Johnson, good-looking free throw by the 6 foot sophomore. We're tied with 7:15 left to play in the second quarter. Chillicothe breaks the press. Kiefer right wing up top to Keithley. Circle right to Gaston. Looks off a tray. Turns down the high post. Goes back over to Hibner, who backs it back out now between the circles. A minute deep in the second quarter, we're tied at 9 apiece. The winner gets Kearney for the championship Friday. The loser gets Notre Dame to Sion for the third place game Friday. Gaston up top, works it over to Hibner, back up top to Gaston, around the horn, working the perimeter. Looks like a zone defense right now, a 2-3 zone for the Lady Trojans. And Chillicothe showing pressure, loose basketball off the pass. Paff comes up with it, tried to feed Kiefer. Kiefer was screened out, couldn't get to it. Nice thought, but couldn't connect that time. 9 apiece, it is Park Hill with the basketball. Working off that old school 3-point play that opened this second quarter. 9 apiece with 6:21 left in the half. Left wing, Doral, give inside. They shoot over Chillicothe, Sandra Keithley, and Kennedy Townsend for the bucket. And Chillicothe is going to have to overcome this this defensive Platte count of Park Hill, rather. Nice pass underneath. They kick it out to Keithley, and Keithley fires a shot put up there that misses the net. Doesn't go in. Offensive rebound. Chillicothe needs to settle down, set up a good play, take a good shot. Keithley backs it back out. Up top to Hibner. Circle right to Gaston. Feed to Kennedy Kiefer inside. Kennedy can't miss from right underneath. He can get her the ball. That's the biggest challenge. Kennedy with 7 of the team's 11 points. We're tied at 11 apiece. Right side doesn't fall on a long-range attempt from Townsend. Loose basketball control. Wide open Mertz for 3. No one anywhere in her zip code. And Chillicothe just poor defense that time. I got to call it like I see it. Chillicothe needs to get back into the style of game they're able to play. Loose basketball controlled by Hunter. She saves the, prevents the turnover. Paff right wing up top to Hunter Keithley. Hibner circle left. Chillicothe struggling. 3-second call on Chillicothe inside. And Katie Trout checks in, and Gaston sets down. 14-11, Park Hill with a 3-point lead. And the basketball with 4:50 left to play in the first half. Chillicothe have to make a couple of adjustments, some instructions and game planning at halftime to overcome this Park Hill defense. Oh, nice bounce pass went right to Hibner. Hibner puts it up in traffic, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Austin. Chillicothe keeps it alive. Hibner had a nice steal, an easy steal, but then tried to put it up in traffic, a little off-kilter. Hannah Graves, the starter, checks back in. And Alexa Lashbrook the senior from the bench, checks in. Townsend sets down. I missed the other one that took a breather. Jellicotti's ball, low post left to get it into Kennedy Kiefer. Kicks it out to Hibner, right wing Trey. Boom! Yes, yes, yes. Jordan Hibner for the trifecta. Her first one. She is one of two. And that ties it up 14 apiece. Hibner with a steal, and then she loses it back at midcourt as her pocket picked by the six-footer Johnson. So Hibner with a steal, but no damage done against Park Hill. Dorrell, right wing, the sophomore, up top to Lashbrook, the senior. Park Hill sending it around the perimeter. Up top to the six-footer Johnson. Pass tipped by Hibner. Backcourt retrieved by Lashbrook. And the Park Hill South coach shouts. Timeout taken by Park Hill. 14 apiece, Jellicothe and Park Hill. 3:44 left to play in the first half. We're back in 30 on KCHI. So Park Hill 5-7, Jellicothe 10-2, and they're knotted up at 14, middle of the second quarter right now. And Park Hill's been changing up defenses and getting after it and causing some problems for Jellicothe. Not doing anything overly special offensively, but defensively they've kept Jellicothe in check. Tried to drive the baseline, nothing there for Lashbrook. Ran the horn to go left wing to Dorrell. Underneath, they can't pound inside. They don't have a height and the strength to go against Kiefer inside, so they stick to the outside game. There's another one. Got a player a little bit closer. Don't give her that space, Sam. Bertoncino with the tray, and they're up by three once again. And here's the full court press. Jellicothe breaks it. They make them earn it, though, and now they bump. Katie Trout could be against either one of the two. And they're going to call Jaden Dorrell with the foul. Third team foul. One team foul against Jellicothe. So Jellicothe inbounds it. On the sideline, they get it up top. And Hibner settles it down. Near midcourt, they go over to Path, circle left. Inside to Kiefer, she draws three defenders, kicks it out to Trout. Hibner open for the three ball. Noisy, it bangs four times and drops in and rings the bell. Hibner, that hit every side of the rim possible. And Chillicothe takes the lead now, or ties it up. Once again, 17 apiece. Inside, first shot doesn't fall. Gets an offensive rebound. That one doesn't fall. Graves having a heck of a time underneath there. Jellicothe finally clears the board out, brings it down. Three fresh players set to check in for Park Hill at the next dead ball. Hibner, left side to Trout. They knock the ball loose out of Trout's hands, and as they chase after it, that should be a foul on 22, Sam Bertoncino, I believe. It is on Bertoncino. Checking in, Townsend the starter, Mertz the starter, and Austin the starter. Three starters check in for the Park Hills team. 17 apiece, Jellicothe's ball, 2:08 left to play in the first half here on KCHI. Kearney Tournament Semifinals, Jellicothe and Park Hill. Jellicothe goes around the perimeter. They dish it inside to Kiefer. Sends it back out to Hunter Keithley. Path now top of the key. Nice bounce pass over to Hunter. High on the left side. Up top to Hibner. Good quick ball movement over to Path. Path on the floor twice. Trout comes up for it. Left side, Keithley avoids the steal. Path the rebound after a long-range deuce missed by Hunter. She has yet to find the scoring mark. Hunter left wing, fakes a tray. Baseline to Trout. Up top, Hibner, three ball. No, doesn't fall this time. Park Hill with a rebound, packed the paint full. Hibner 2-for-4 from the outside now. 17 apiece, Lady Trojans with it. Loses it out of bounds, right off Kennedy Townsend's fingertips, and out of bounds off the sideline. Kidd checks in. Haley Kidd checks in for Chillicothe. The 10th player to get in for Chillicothe. Shy of the timeline, Hunter Keithley sends it down court to Path. Path tries to go through traffic on a bounce pass to Kennedy Kiefer, who's cut into the bucket, but it went off the leg of one of the Park Hill Lady Trojans. Gaston wants to check in now, and Gaston will get Path out. So Kid Gaston, the K-Club, and Hibner on the court right now for Chillicothe. Hibner will inbound at low post right. 54 seconds left in the first half, tied at 17. Get it in to Hunter Keithley. Holds it right wing, gets it to Haley Kidd. She pivots, skips it back out to Hunter. Settles it down. Kidd out to Gaston, three ball. Lainey Gaston, nothing but the net. Oh, that was a sweet one from Lainey Gaston. That makes it 20-17. Chillicothe's lead is three. Three ball doesn't fall for Townsend. Hits the rim, hits the top of the backboard, bounces into Hunter Keithley's hands. Chance for Chillicothe at the end of the quarter strong. They lead by three with the ball and 19 seconds to operate. Hunter Keithley receives the pass. Top of the key goes over to Keithley. Give and go inside with Hunter. Hunter misses the first one. Loses the ball after a rebound, and we got a jump ball. It is Chillicothe's ball with 6.9 seconds left. You lose the arrow to start the second quarter, or second half, so you really need to score here. It's vitally important. Three fresh sets of legs check in for Park Hills. Townsend, Doral, and I missed the other one that checked out. Chillicothe gets it to Kiefer, high post. Kiefer spins, shoots, doesn't get it to score. And that's how the quarter ends. So Chillicothe takes the lead into halftime, but it's not by much. Chillicothe 20, Park Hill 17.